Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The text for today's sermon comes from the gospel lesson read just a few moments ago in the first chapter of John. And I would like to emphasize verse 19. And this is the witness of John when Jews sent to him priests and Levites to question him, to ask him, "Who are you?" Who are you? It's a pretty simple question. It's a question we might ask of strangers. It's a question we might ask of a familiar face, someone that we can't quite connect a name to. Who are you? It's a question that we answer every time we hand over our photo ID to cash a check or to board an airplane. But because of Jesus Christ, you and I are much more than a name on a card. Much more than a family name. Because of the Word and through His promises in baptism, you and I have been given new identities, been given new lives as children of God. And we no longer belong to the world, for Jesus has called us out of the world to walk in His light. We are no longer slaves to sin, but now you and I are friends of the Son of God. And today's lesson also reminds us that just like John, you and I are witnesses to the light and the life that come only in Jesus Christ. Rather than seeking praises for ourselves, we now invite others to join us in singing the praises of the one who came to save us. Who are you? The religious leaders were questioning John. John had been going all around the countryside, calling people to repentance and baptizing them in the Jordan River. And the religious leaders wanted to know, just how does John fit into their religious categories? Is John Elijah coming to fulfill the prophecy of Malachi? Coming to usher in that great and terrible day of the Lord. Coming to restore the hearts of the sons and the fathers of Israel that they might avoid his wrath. Or is John the prophet who was promised through Moses, the prophet who would come with God's word in his mouth and speak once again to God's people? Or was it possible? Is John the Christ, the anointed one, the one who would come and restore Israel? John denies that he is any of those three. And so the religious leaders continue to question them. They ask him, "Who are you?" So that we might give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say about yourself? They want to know who John is. And again, what is his purpose? Who gave him the authority to do the things that he is doing? If you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet, then why are you baptizing? Is he just another itinerant preacher? Or is it possible that he is a messenger signaling that God's judgment is at hand? Notice John's response. He doesn't talk about himself. And instead, as he gives his identity, he points to his purpose. He points to Jesus Christ. He says that I am here to prepare the way for Jesus. Notice his words. I am a voice crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. And he says, I baptize with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, whose thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He says, I came baptizing with water that he might be revealed to Israel. And he says to us, I have seen, and I testify that this is the Son of God. Who are you? John answers questions about his identity by pointing to his purpose, by pointing to Jesus Christ. His purpose is to prepare the way for Jesus. His focus then is not on himself, but instead it is on Jesus. His unselfish witness is an example to each and every one of us. Will you be a witness to Jesus? Before coming to the seminary, I was a petroleum geologist. It says so on this card. And I used to take this card and I would hand it out as a form of identification. I would hand it to people to let them know who I am. I'd ask you this morning, what is on your business card? Maybe your business card says seminarian, or deaconess, or faculty, or staff. But maybe it could also say dad, mom, sister, or brother. If we were to follow John's example, maybe we should go out and get some cards printed up that would say child of God or witness to Jesus. The truth is, there's a lot of things that get in the way of our witness. Consider for a moment your conversations, maybe just this morning. Rather than focusing on Jesus, we tend to focus on ourselves, our hard work, our burden, our sacrifices. Rather than identifying ourselves with Jesus, we tend to identify ourselves with our responsibilities, our course load, maybe identifying ourselves with our most recent test score. We spend the season of Advent not so much preparing for Jesus, but instead trying to get all the homework done so we can take a leisurely break, getting those packages bought, getting the cards sent, worrying as to whether we will get home for Christmas or not. By this inward focus on ourselves, we have removed God from being first in our lives. And for that, we deserve his punishment. John's words urge us to turn away from looking at ourselves and instead to look to Jesus. He says, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus is the atoning sacrifice who takes away our sins, and not only ours, but the sins of the whole world. Jesus is the Lamb who has been provided by God to take our place. He is our substitute. He carried the burden of our sins to the cross, and he suffered the condemnation that you and I deserve for our selfish and sinful actions. Jesus became flesh, and he dwelt among us. He identified himself with us and our sins in order that he might take our place under God's judgment for that sin. Because of him, every one of our selfish actions, every one of our selfish thoughts has been taken away. He was made flesh and he dwelt among us. He identified himself with us in our sins in order that you and I might now be identified with him. Who are you? We find our true identity in him. The Apostle Paul also points to Jesus in our new identity when he writes this to the Colossians in the second chapter. When you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us and which was hostile to us. And he has taken it away, having nailed it to the cross. Because of Jesus Christ, you have been forgiven completely. He has forgiven you even when you're not the witness that he wants you to be. He forgives you even when you stubbornly hold on to trying to find your identity in yourself. And that is why John witnesses to Jesus. The Son of God has come down to be one of us, to live among us, to voluntarily lay down his life for us, that you and I might be forgiven. Through him we have forgiveness, we have freedom, and we have the promise of eternal life. Who are you? You're much more than a name or a picture on a card. Who are you? Because of Jesus Christ, you are a forgiven child of God. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds ever in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.